Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Joining us now is Katie Cooper, co-chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board Innovation Committee, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef. So, Katie, tell us what's going on with the beef checkoff.
Thanks for having me. The beef checkoff is still using the iconic beef, It's What's for Dinner brand as a powerful promotional tool. It's been around for almost three decades and is still going strong. It's just 100% digital now. By cutting expensive broadcast television, we are reaching more consumers with fewer dollars by advertising on all the different digital media platforms. We're also partnering with popular online grocery delivery services and using the power of social influencers to spread the positive messages about beef to their audiences. In doing so, Beef, It's What's for Dinner reached consumers 1 billion times just last year, and producers made it happen. Your dollars help drive greater demand for beef in a new generation of consumers.
Well, thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Katie. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Today's cattle futures contracts continue to rally and made new highs for this move currently, and kind of accelerated into new highs today. The live cattle futures were anywhere from $70 to $1.70 higher here. August live cattle actually $1.82 higher at $106.47 on their last trade, and that's a new high going all the way back to February. And there are some gaps above the market that we're close to, or getting closer to rather, on the August live cattle. There was a gap on February the 21st around 108, and that was on the downswing. So we're about $1.50 away from that currently. The feeder cattle, anywhere from about $1 to $1.85 to $1.97 higher in October. Those contracts, some of them made new highs today as well, which increased some short covering, and so people buying to get out of those short positions. And we're also seeing sort of a renewed optimism here from the producer to hedge their production all the way out through the spring months as people begin to buy cattle that they'll put on wheat pasture through the winter. And sell out in March, April, May timeframe. So a lot of hedging actually going on here on this rally, which this time of year you start to get into that sort of action.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event.
Well, the grain futures market was a little bit volatile today. We had corn up 3 cents, soybeans up about 10 cents, Chicago wheat down 4, Kansas City wheat was unchanged, and then the cotton market was down 129 in December at 62.20. So overall, we did have some action today. This morning at 11 a.m., we had a USDA report which updated corn yield and bean yields. The USDA says that the corn yield is 181.8 bushels per acre. In July, it was 178.5, so 3.3 bushels per acre larger than the July report for the corn yield, and production went up 278 million bushels to 15.278. So right there at a record for corn production. The soybean yield was estimated to be 53.3 bushels per acre with total production of 4.425 billion, so a big increase there for the yield and production estimates there. And then the wheat, all wheat, 1.838 billion bushels, where in July it was 1.824. Most actually felt this report was a bearish report, despite the rally. Seemed like the market took it as everybody that's short or going to get short is already short, and it's hard to find new sellers at these lower levels.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you or not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.